Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In back-to-back nights, we had the NHL Stanley Cup Final come to a conclusion with the St. Louis Blues taking home the cup. Last night in the NBA, you had the Toronto Raptors defeating the Golden State Warriors to win the NBA championship. So now, of course, it is time to get to the heart and soul of the baseball and fantasy baseball season as we close out the week of fantasy sports today. Our show starts right now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, Dominic Jeremiah. Way back and gone. Oh, he caught. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Do you feel bad when you draft a player? He doesn't have a good year for you in any fantasy sport, and then the next year he goes off? Like, I've heard people try and take credit for that, saying that, oh, I was just a year early, but I knew the skills were there. No. In a redraft league, you lose. And I lose on Ketel Marte. Man, what a great year he is having. Good afternoon. Craig Mish here with you on Fantasy Sports Today. Good to be with you here on this Friday as we close out the week of shows. And happy to take a look at the weekend of fantasy sports, fantasy baseball especially. Of course, you can call the show at 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879 if you're listening on demand. Just sit back, relax for the next 2 hours. We'll talk fantasy sports with you. My producer, as always, is Chris Bavona. We have our guest today, Justin Mason. Also, in case you missed it from yesterday, Mike Elias, the Executive Vice President and General Manager of the Baltimore Orioles, will join us in the second hour of the show. And, of course, we'll break down everything that's going on and help you make the right decisions in both fantasy sports and maybe even reality of what to watch on TV. But certainly it is a glorious day to kind of close out the week. And then, of course, we'll be back here next week and do it all again. But let's kind of get started and give you the highlights as to what happened last night in fantasy. We'll start off with Shohei Ohtani, who at this point looks like one of the steals of fantasy drafts, hit for the cycle last night, 4-for-4. 3 RBIs. He's got 8 home runs already on the season. And folks, look, I know that in fantasy leagues he was a little bit of a wild card because he didn't play in April, but he has basically delivered as well in that utility spot as any player in the game. He is really looking like something that we really just don't know. We did not get the full brunt of what Ohtani could do in fantasy last year because a lot of leagues didn't really have the software. They didn't understand what to do with him. I'm still not a huge fan of the idea that he's two players and you draft him as two players, a pitcher and a hitter. Are we really that old school? Like, why don't we just have it in him as one guy and get that figured out? But not going to pitch this year, of course, because he had Tommy John surgery and he's really not playing the field. He's just hitting as a designated hitter, but delivering on the promise for sure. And for those of you who stashed him away at the beginning of the season, he's come through hitting for the cycle last night. So cool by him for sure. Nelson Cruz, speaking of guys that just qualify at utility, 5 home runs in June. I mean, he barely played in May, and he already has 12 home runs on the season. I have him in a league, believe it or not, that I missed out on like 2 or 3 of those home runs. I had him on the injured list, didn't activate him, wasn't really sure what he was going to be. Man, that was a mistake. He's been great. Kevin Biggio for the Toronto Blue Jays, he really needed the game that he had last night. He has not gotten off to a good start for a rookie, and I know that I threw about $40 at him in a fab budget and hit 2 home runs. Now, they were against Baltimore. We know Baltimore's pitching is subpar, but good news to see him doing that. And, of course, Charlie Blackmon had that big night last night. I don't know if you caught that one, but he homered twice. Another player who was on the injured list and missed about 12 games, and he's got 14 on the season. So add those games back that he missed, he could have 16, 17 home runs. Blackmon just every year gets it done. It's really incredible. Casey Mize, the top prospect, maybe the top pitching prospect in all of baseball, left with a shoulder injury yesterday, so we're going to have to keep an eye on this. Hopefully he is okay, but I know for those of you who play in keeper leagues, he's a major force moving forward. Not what you want to see last night. And of course, in the NBA, the Raptors win the championship. We put a bow on it. Unfortunately, Klay Thompson tore his ACL in the game, and you heard Gabe talk all about that over the last few hours for sure. Congratulations to him. I know he's a big Raptors fan. So they win the title. Klay Thompson, the Warriors, maybe without Durant too. I mean, the natural thing is to overreact and say they're not going to make the playoffs or anything like that. But I will say this. Let's let this play out. Let's see what the Warriors end up doing moving into a new building next season. That's what our topics are to start the show. Coming up next, we've got three up, three down, and guess who's doing it with me today? My producer, Chris Pavona. Can't wait for that. Three up, three down is next here on Fantasy Sports Today. No way.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
The morning after.
You know, nobody's shedding any tears for the Golden State. Oh, yeah, boo-hoo. Oh, you didn't have Kevin Durant. Oh, you mean you only had Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Boogie Cousins. And Andre Iguodala, and Draymond Green. All right, let me get my violin out here.
What championship team has never had some things break their way? And, you know, you got to get a certain amount of things in order to be able to make a run.
Every champion player and coach will tell you, what's it take to win a championship? You got to get lucky.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today on this Friday. Time to play a little three up, three down as we close out our second full week of shows here on Fantasy Sports Today. Let's find out what's going on in the world of sports that's trending up and trending down. That's what we do. And today, joining me for three up, three down is my producer, Chris Pavona.
Hello.
So excited to have Chris's thoughts. Chris, thanks for doing this with me today.
Craig, you know I love doing this. And you know what? I got to make up for last time I tried doing this because I did a really bad job.
I would not call it a bad job at all. I don't know why you would even say that. You did a great job.
Too long-winded, but you know what? I know I'm going to do a little bit better this time.
A little bit. You got to give yourself more credit than that. Okay. We'll start off with last night. Cody Bellinger hit his 22nd home run. Max Muncy hit his 16th. What a great combo of offense. 38 home runs between those two players. Both guys could hit 40 on the season. Bellinger right now, he or Christian Yelich, the MVP of the NL. And my other up, trending up, Zach Greinke, man. 7 1/3 shutout ball yesterday, and Greinke has 8 wins on the season. Amazing. That is my up. How about yours?
All right, so my ups are, I'm going to start with, I always love seeing new teams win the championship, and I love seeing teams that have never won before, they finally win it all, and that happened twice this week. The Blues, the Raptors, really congrats to them both. I love that they both won. Congrats to my boy Gabe sitting right next to me wearing his Raptors Kawhi Leonard jersey. The next thing is, staying on the Stanley Cup here, I love social media wars between actors who are on opposite sides of teams. It happened once with, Star-Lord and Captain America during one of the Super Bowls, and this time it was between actors on The Office, John Krasinski and Jenna Fischer, who were Pam and Jim. They were married on the show The Office. I absolutely love that the two of them are going at it each other. Krasinski, big-time Bruins fan. Jenna Fischer, big-time Blues fan. I just love seeing this, and it really just makes me wish to see more from Jim and Pam. So hopefully we get that. And my final up is my wife finally changed her name a couple days ago, and we booked our honeymoon to St. Lucia. So those are my ups.
Congratulations. Congratulations. And congratulations, as I said, to Gabe. I know that he's a big Raptors fan, and you know, you don't get to experience championships in sports very often, and so should enjoy every moment of it as a fan. So great to see the Raptors win, of course, for sure. Okay, my other ups, as I mentioned, and you talked about the St. Louis Blues winning the Cup and doing a great job partying, as you would expect. These NHL players, once they win, they know how to do it. But one thing that needs to be mentioned is 11-year-old Layla Anderson, who has a life-threatening blood disorder. You may have seen her on TV.
Yes, I did.
Following them all along. Yeah, it was really incredible to see her to be able to celebrate with the team. That was a great moment. And then my final up is Father's Day is Sunday. So want to wish everybody a very happy Father's Day, including myself. Hopefully I will be celebrating that at the ballpark on Sunday. A very rare Father's Day. Yeah, I mean, the Marlins the last few years here in Miami, Chris, they've played their Mother's Day at home and Father's Day on the road. And so, of course, my wife does not want to go to a baseball game on Mother's Day, so I'm out. But Father's Day is my choice, so I think I may have that opportunity. So those are my three ups. Let's see what you have for your first trending down.
Okay, my first trending down, let me reopen this here. My first trending down has to do with Big Papi and the possible reason that he got shot. And I know there's speculation, and now they're saying that the guy said that David Ortiz wasn't even the intended target. But if it is true that Big Papi was sleeping with the girlfriend of a drug lord, which ends up leading to a bounty on his head, then my suspicions are true. And most athletes are pretty much scumbags, and they need to keep their little friends in their pants. You got to ask yourself, is the juice really worth the squeeze? And you know something? Either be faithful to your wife or don't get married. Stop making a mockery of marriage just because you're a friggin' celebrity. I'm sick and tired of it. And you know what? David Ortiz really should be an example of what stupidity can really lead to.
Yeah, and Chris, you know, here's the thing. You know, first of all, no one deserves to get shot, okay? So let's just kind
of
put it out there no matter what, you know. So I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, all I'm saying is that, look, man, you never want to never, ever mess with another man's woman.
Yes, I can agree with that. And, yeah, I just, you know, for me, I agree with you. I don't understand it. Like, why get married, you know? What's the point? But, look, these guys have more opportunities, Chris, than we will ever know, and we've never been in a position ever to have hundreds of women thrown at us on a daily basis. And I suppose some men are weaker than others, and that's kind of what happened here.
And that's why don't get married.
Yeah, and hopefully he gets his life straightened out. Hopefully he does.
Well,
okay.
I wish the best for him.
Oh, we want him healthy, that's for sure. Okay, how about this one? My trending down, Florida man in Hillsborough County. This is near Tampa, Florida. He's trying to break the all-time Avengers watching record. He has seen it 110 times. Sounds pretty horrible to me. I've seen movies 40, 50 times, maybe like the Star Wars movies or Goodfellas. Godfather. I'm sure that, like, you know, if a movie comes out, you know what they say, you always stay on it. But 110 times and going to the theater 110 times to see the same movie? Congratulations, buddy. No shot for me. That's my first trending down. What do you got?
All right, my second trending down. While watching Game 7 of the Stanley Cup at a bar with my brother, his girlfriend, and another friend, it's the final few minutes of the game. The Blues are up 4-0. Game's pretty much over. Some jerky guy at the bar, he's cheering for the Bruins. The Bruins, they finally score. He gets too excited for a goal that means absolutely nothing. But out of nowhere, he looks right at us and asks, "Are you guys from St. Louis?" "Yeah, I didn't think so." I thought, what a douche. But I would have left it at that. But then I see he goes to the back of the bar, and this guy turns out to be a friggin' employee, or maybe even worse, he owns the bar. And that passive-aggressive douchebaggery is how you treat your customers? Wait till you see my Yelp review of Stack's Bar on the Upper East Side, you jackass!
Wow. No longer a sponsor of Craig Bamish on Fantasy Sports Today, that's for sure. I was going to get them for a sponsor. Seattle's bullpen gave up 9 runs yesterday, including Brandon Brennan. He gave up 4 runs, didn't even get an out. Mariners are 14 games under 500. Give me your final one.
This one's a sad one. Klay Thompson, man. Klay Thompson, he's one of my favorite current basketball players. I love the guy. It just hurt my heart seeing him playing his tail off just to go down with a torn ACL like that. It's just awful. And to not see him until next year, like, I just feel so bad. And I don't know. Maybe I'll reach out to him on social media and see. Maybe I'll take him to Harry Potter World to see if we can help ease the pain when he's healthy.
Yeah, Harry Potter World is what every NBA player wants from you, Chris. That's for sure. Are you on social media, by the way?
Yes, I am.
What are you at? Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am. I'm not. I don't post a lot. I read more than I do post. But if anybody wants to get at me, it's at Magnifico Animal.
At Magnifico Animal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know how you came up with that one, but okay, great. I'll
tell you in the G chat.
I'll have to follow you back because I was actually looking one day to see if you were on there. I couldn't find you, and as you know, I talked about it on the first show. I don't do Facebook, so I wouldn't be able to connect with you that way. But okay. Finally, my final trending down, 3 up, 3 down. Power outage again at Tropicana Field in St. Pete due to bad weather. Not the first time, won't be the last. This poor franchise that wins every single year just has the worst stadium in Major League Baseball. And I know some people will say Oakland is, but believe me, I've been to both. It's a really sad state of affairs there. They need a new spot, and they win every year, kind of like Oakland does too. That's our 3 up, 3 down. I thought Chris did a great job on 3 up, 3 down today. There
Thank you
go,
you.
Man. Yeah,
Thank
awesome.
You.
I give you an A+ for that. Good stuff.
Just to make a point about Tropicana Field, my dad and I always talk about trying to go to a game because he lives in Sarasota, but we always go, let's just go to a spring training game or a minor league game at George Steinbrenner Field. That's better.
Yeah, or even at Ed Smith Stadium in Sarasota too, or McKechnie Field in Bradenton. A lot of good spots there. But a great job, 3 up, 3 down. We lost a sponsor, that's fine. But beyond that, we're okay. We're okay. We'll live to see another show, that's for sure. Speaking of which, coming up next, it's time to play a little You Make the Call. We'll take a look at the slate in Major League Baseball on Friday. We got our friend Justin Mason coming your way in a few minutes as well. This is Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. Good to be with you. We'll take a quick timeout. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car
repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
To the weekend, I'm sure, as you guys are as well. Don't forget, on demand on the iTunes app, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, audioboom.com. So many different ways you could listen to the show 24/7. You don't have to listen to it live. Although we do appreciate live listeners for sure, but you know, certainly however you guys choose to listen, we give you that opportunity to do so. And that's what we will do. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now, we're going to be joined by Justin Mason, one of my favorite guys in the fantasy industry. We'll talk some fantasy baseball with him. We'll talk about the great Fantasy Baseball Invitational. Look forward to that. And less than an hour from now, we will hear from Mike Elias, the Vice President, General Manager of the Baltimore Orioles, and we'll continue to break down fantasy sports throughout the show. But as I always say, the opportunity for you guys to have your own show also creates the dynamic of creating your own content, believe it or not. And while I am responsible for everything that is said or created here on the show in terms of that content, I feel like it's important to have your voice heard. And so on this show, we always do a segment and then give you the opportunity to weigh in. And we call that segment, You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
Hello!
Okay, on You Make the Call, we're going to close out the week very strong. Very, very strong on some topics. Okay, our first topic on You Make the Call is the Miami Marlins rotation. I get so many questions on social media about it. People asking me who's going to be in there, and what about Yamamoto, what about Zach Gallen? I feel like I'm educated enough, and we've been 2 weeks in, and I haven't done a Marlins poll, so this will be the first one. That'll be the one baseball opportunity. The other two opportunities would be something that I saw that I piqued my interest a little bit. I don't know if you've seen the show Stranger Things on Netflix, but they're coming back again for, I believe this is the third season. seen the first two. So this is the third season. Yep, got it right. Okay. And they're doing upside down Burger King Whoppers. So I figured that's a good topic. And then our third would be bad Father's Day gifts. Now, keep in mind, I'm not saying I've ever gotten a bad Father's Day gift. I'm just saying that we can talk about it on the show. So those are your choices. You can go to at FNTSY Radio, at Craig Mish. And I already forgot Chris's Twitter name, but maybe he'll post it on his too one day. Maybe we'll get him back into Twitter and he'll have that. But you can vote right now. Marlins rotation, upside down BK Whoppers, or bad Father's Day gifts. Hopefully this is a baseball one, but I'll let you guys decide in terms of doing that. So, you know, the weekends are always interesting in fantasy because we get, and the one thing that I miss a little bit, and I used to do this many years ago, is I used to have a show that was focused basically around the waiver wire and which players to pick up. But with the way that baseball has changed, and now that they have the 10-day injured list, which they, I think they incorporated that last year, you can't really do a waiver wire Friday when you still have Saturday and Sunday. It's not like football where you know the players who are in or who are out, and you know the players that are injured. Even though the injury report doesn't come out, you kind of know on Tuesday what to do on Wednesday. So with baseball, it was always on Friday because players were out for so long, 15 days, 60 days, whatever it was. We literally could roll off 10, 15 guys to pick up on a Friday, but we just don't know by the time Sunday comes. And that's the hard part as to what's changed. So we kind of stopped doing that. I used to have a Sunday show, too, where we did that. But for here on this Friday, rather than doing that, what we'll do is we'll go through the slate as we tend to do each day and give you an idea as to who's pitching and some possibilities. And then later in the show, what I'm going to have is a complete look at not just the full schedule in baseball, but streaming options in pitching. And there was a gentleman who reached out to me the other day on social media and said, in addition to your rundown of the games, which is great, I think he was faking it, but which is great, can you give us the best options? So what I've done is I've picked an extra pitcher for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that I think that you could probably find on the waiver wire if you were in a first-come, first-served league, that you could pick up if you're playing in that sort of format this weekend. Okay? Okay. All right, so here are the games for tonight. Let's kind of go through them and see if we can find some opportunities here, both from a hitting and pitching perspective. At 7:05 Eastern, we have the Diamondbacks and Washington Nationals, and this is a really good pitching matchup tonight. I can't believe that Max Scherzer has 4 wins on the season, man. 4-5 with a 2.83 earned run average. Now, DeGrom had a better season in terms of ERA and WHIP at this point than what Scherzer has, but we're kind of headed down the same road, and this is why Scherzer wants to stay deep into games, because he's one of those old-school kind of guys that appreciates the win. But yeah, he's 4-5 on the season, and if you drafted him as your SP1, you definitely expected 6, 7, 8, 9 wins by now, and you're not even coming close to that. In fact, if you're playing in a points league and you lose points for losses, Scherzer's in the negative on the win-loss. Who would have thought that? So that game is 7:05 Eastern time. Orioles have yet to name a starter for tonight's game. It's kind of up in the air with Cashner being out. But they're coming off a series where they played the Blue Jays 4 times and got beat down 3 times pretty hard, 1-1. Red Sox will have Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound, 6-4 with a 5 earned run average. Trey Mancini's really having a good year for Baltimore. We'll talk to Mike Elias about him and whether or not he'll be on the team in about a month from now. At 7:10 Eastern, we've got the Rangers and Reds. It's Jesse Chavez. Who's Jeffy? Jesse Chavez, 2-2 with a 3.62. Tyler Molly, 2-6 with a 4.21. If I told you before the season, here's 2 records, 36-32. 30-36, pick one, Rangers and Reds, you probably would have flipped these two, but it is the Rangers that have had the better start to their season for sure. Rangers are 36-32. Reds are 30-36. Cincinnati, all those one-year deals didn't really pan out. Pirates and Marlins. Pirates are 30-38. Marlins 24-42. Stephen Brault starts for Pittsburgh. They've lost 7 straight games. Wow. Josh Bell leads them in average, home runs, runs driven in. On Miami's side, you know they're kind of up and down on offense, but their pitching is good, including Richards. His ERA is 3.31 on the season, but he has only 3 wins, 3-6 on the year. So I don't think I'm going to go tonight. I think I'm going to take a break a little bit, been working hard on this and my podcast. So given that Father's Day is Sunday, and I think I'm going Sunday, probably sit this one out tonight. Angels and Rays, if the weather is good at Tropicana Field, Rays are 41-27, Angels 34-35. Andrew Heaney, who I'm going to talk about as being your good streaming option potentially for this game this weekend, 0-1 with a 5.40, but a lot of the advanced stats are pointing toward him being much better than this. And Blake Snell, coming off a Cy Young Award season last year, spent some time on the injured list and also only has 4 wins, 4-5 with a 3.50 earned run average. But Snell, if anybody's considering selling him low, you want to jump on that. I think that he's going to be good. Okay, Indians and Tigers. Adam Plutko against Ryan Carpenter. Detroit is down to almost nothing in terms of pitching. 1-3 with a 7.89 run average for Carpenter. And for Plutko, it's 2-1 and 5.19. Now, this may be his last start in the rotation. You got Clevinger coming back on Monday. And so he'll need to pitch well here to keep his rotation spot. But Cleveland is just a game over 500. They've been one of the big disappointments this season, although they're not out of it. Of course, Detroit is 15 games under, and they're playing for a draft pick. Cardinals and Mets, they got to finish a suspended game that they'll play tonight in New York. Daniel Ponce de Leon gets the start for St. Louis. Ponce de Leon's ERA is 1.80, hasn't had much of an opportunity. And remember his story from last year as well. Cardinals are 33-33 on the season. Mets are 33-34. Steven Matz takes the hill for New York, 5-4 with a 3.88 earned run average. And Pete Alonso, by the way, 22 home runs, 49 runs driven in. One of the unsung heroes on the Mets, Jeff McNeil, hitting .337 on the season. He's been really good. First place on the line tonight in the National League East, so this will be a fun competitive series. Probably, you know, packed house, I would guess, at SunTrust. Phillies are 38-30, Braves 40-29. Nick Pavetta, who has pitched better lately, 4-1 with a 4.93. Max Fried, 7-3 with a 3.75. And Freddie Freeman's having a great year, kind of being overshadowed by a lot of the other players in the National League, Bellinger specifically. Freeman, 18 home runs, 46 runs driven in. So a good battle, I think, for the NL East is going to ensue this summer, and we'll get a taste of it tonight in Atlanta. Royals and Twins, it will be Kyle Keller, 3-8 with a 4.29 against Kyle Gibson, 6-3 with a 4.14. Twins are 23 games over 500. Royals are 24 games under 500. Of course, the Twins are led by Rosario and Polanco, both players having fantastic seasons. Soler leads the Royals in home runs, 17 home runs, 47 runs driven in. Yankees and White Sox tonight, CC Sabathia against Lucas Giolito. Giolito, is he a favorite for the Cy Young? I'm not sure, but he's 9-1, 2.28. He has been amazing. And Sabathia, of course, has his some time on the injured list, 3-3 with 3.96. But what a test tonight against the Yankees. This should be interesting. Even without them having Stanton and Judge, Giolito at home against the Yankees, I'll be tuned into that. Blue Jays and Astros tonight. Aníbal Sanchez against Gerrit Cole. And Cole, of course, striking out everybody this year, but his ERA is 3.72. And Aaron Sanchez, 3-7 with a 4.25. Padres and Rockies, Quantrill and Jeff Hoffman. Hoffman's ERA is 8. Quantrill's is about 5. You'll want to stay away from those two pitchers tonight. Mariners and A's, Marco Gonzalez and Chris Bassett. Cubs and Dodgers, Kyle Hendricks and Rich Hill. Brewers and Giants tonight, Kyle Davies 7-0 on the line tonight against Drew Pomeranz in San Francisco. And we'll be back with Justin Mason after the break. Don't go away.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to PointsBet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's PointsBet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you. And great to be with you here on a Friday as we are going to have an intriguing fantasy baseball discussion with Justin Mason, who I got a chance to meet a few years ago. And we continue our conversation now and talk a little fantasy sports. Justin, good afternoon. Thank you for being part of the show and the first time you joining me here on FNTSY. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to get to talk to you and sit down and talk baseball or life in general. You're one of my favorite people in the industry.
Well, thank you. You're the one that feels that way, Justin. Really appreciate that. So what kind of season are you having so far, Justin? I always like to talk to the people who are in our community and in the industry and, you know, have theories. I mean, you're in one league with me. I think we're kind of back and forth in the league that we're playing in. But beyond that, how would you assess your season so far and the season-long leagues you're playing in?
It's been all over the place. I play in a ton of leagues, so there's always going to be a wide range of outcomes when you do that. In Tout Wars with you, we may be back and forth, but you'd be the fourth and I'd be the back because it has not gone well for me. I put together what I thought was a really, really great team, and it just has fallen apart injury-wise and especially offensively. But getting a little boost here with Kimbrel signing in the National League. My NFBC main event team has turned into a laughing joke or running joke on Twitter about the amount of injuries I've sustained there. But otherwise, I'm doing fairly well. I'm either near the top or competing in the majority of the leagues I'm in. So hopefully it'll be a fairly profitable year.
Yeah, and I think that at the end of the season, it's really important to look back and take a look at some of the things that you did and some of the positives, some of the negatives, and maybe even some of, I think, how you kind of look at things going forward in the future. Do you look at your drafts right now and say to yourself, I made some mistakes, or like what things would you change? I guess that's a long-winded way of asking you that question.
Well, I definitely reevaluate all the time. It's pretty obvious where I went wrong in Tau Oars and in the NFBC main event. Largely, I took some chances on some guys who were injured, thinking, well, if I can survive the first month or so, then I've got a really good chance once I get these guys back. Not anticipating we were going to have a year like we had to start where everybody got hurt again. So by the time, you know, that first month rolled around, my entire teams were injured in those leagues, and it set me so far behind the eight ball that, you know, I'm really going to have to try hard to even just get in the kind of conversation in those kind of leagues. So it's definitely a hard lesson, one that I knew was a risky strategy coming in, probably one I won't repeat next season, and kind of lean a little bit more to the healthy side of things.
Yeah, and I think for me, I'm in the same boat. Like, I kind of reached and spent a little bit extra money on some pitching, and those pitchers haven't necessarily worked out. And because I spent so much on pitching, I left myself a little thin with hitting, and I thought I would be able to make that up. That definitely hasn't been the case. We're joined by Justin Mason. The Great Fantasy Invitational is underway again. Last year I was phenomenal. This year I've been derailed. It's just you just are in some leagues where things don't necessarily work out. Mm-hmm. But for those people who don't know about the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational, I feel like it is the most rising league in our industry, in our community. And I know that you've spearheaded that. And so if you wouldn't mind talking about that, if you could.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's been an amazing experience. You know, when I got into this industry, I had no illusions that I would ever really make it very far or become popular. I was just having fun. And I thought, well, maybe one day if I could supplement my income, that would be a huge win. But I also wanted to try to figure out ways to get to compete against some of the big names in the industry, against the Craig Mishes, against, you know, the Steve Gardners and the Todd Zolas of the world. And I wanted, you know, or the Paul Spores, everything I'd, you know, ever be considered their colleagues. So I came up with the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational as a way to kind of lure these people in. And it's done in like an NFBC style tournament, a bunch of 15 team leagues. I think we have 21 this year. So 315 participants, all industry people. So if you think there aren't that many people doing this either for as a hobby or a living, you're wrong. There are a ton of us in this industry who are trying to kind of make our way. And it's a really cool event because it gives people with 70 Twitter followers a chance to go up against the guys with 30,000 Twitter followers. And we get to see kind of who's actually really good at this. And Clay Link won it last year in pretty dominating fashion. And we've seen some kind of lesser known names this year kind of competing for the overall, which I think is a really kind of cool experience, including one of my writers over at Friends Fantasy Benefits, Shelley Vogersheit. She's been near the top of the leaderboard this whole season.
We're joined by Justin Mason, and we're talking about fantasy baseball, of course, with him. One of the players that you took in Tout Wars and you spent the most money on offensively is Paul Goldschmidt, who has 12 home runs, 27 runs driven in. You know, I think that if we looked at last year's numbers, ironically, Justin, he was probably about where he was, maybe a little bit better because he got on that hot streak in June.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume you expected a lot more in terms of runs driven in for sure from Goldschmidt, but he hasn't really done that. So how do you feel about selecting him and using that money on him this year so far?
Oh, it's kind of a bummer. I mean, one of the reasons I got him was I just felt he was going too cheap in the auction. It wasn't necessarily a guy that I had pinned as someone that I really wanted or that I was targeting. I love that he's a good on-base guy, which I think is important in those leagues. I tend to punt batting average, but on base, I'm a little bit more aggressive on. I think while it has been disappointing, we saw a little bit of this last year from him where he kind of started off slow as he adjusted to the humidor in Chase Field. I'm hoping against the hope right now that this is just an adjustment period. And as things start to heat up in the summer, we're going to get more from him. Definitely a guy that I'd be interested in trying and buying low on.
And I think that moving forward, I think he'll probably end up having a monster second half. There's no question. Mm-hmm. You went 41 in Tout Wars on Max Scherzer, and I would say that when you look at it, he's pretty much been where you want him to in earn run average and whip. Maybe the ERA is a little bit high. But the bottom line, Justin, is that I just don't know that I can go into next year's auctions and drafts even counting on any pitcher in baseball and fantasy, because mm-hmm. I don't even think that this is his fault. Like, he comes out of the game in the seventh, they blow it. They don't get enough offense for him, and he's almost like going through a DeGrom season this year. 92 innings pitched, 126 strikeouts, but four wins. I mean, he's on pace for like 10 wins this season, Justin. So to me, I don't think it was the wrong call in taking him, but I think strategy-wise, I just don't know that I can go into next year with that idea.
Well, this is like a big reason why it's a good thing to know your opponents and kind of know who you're playing with. And this is my first year in this Tout War. Like, I'd been in the mix head-to-head in previous seasons. Had I known that the rest of the pitchers in the league would have gone for a lot cheaper than I thought, there's no way I would have invested in $41 in Scherzer. You know, my goal would have been to get one of the big two aces. I think DeGrom went for a dollar more than Scherzer, which was surprising to me. But yeah, it's really disappointing, especially the Nationals, man. They have such a stacked team, except for that bullpen. That bullpen is atrocious. How they didn't do more to kind of shore that up. They spent a ton of money on Corbin. They should have done is spent a ton of money in that bullpen. And while Corbin's been fantastic this year, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like you said, if they go seven innings and they're pitching fantastically and it gets all blown apart in the last two innings, what does it matter that they went and invested all this money in starting pitching? I mean, they've got to figure something out. It's got to be one of the worst bullpens in baseball this year. And it's super disappointing because you just see the rest of the talent on that roster. And it just gets let down, especially from the pitching end.
And Scherzer will pitch tonight, as we talked about earlier, against the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Nationals are six games under 500. Justin, I know the offense has been a surprise for a lot of people this year with the amount of offense. Is there a player that you took in any of your leagues that you're even surprised that is better that you ended up with, like somebody in an auction or a draft that you took? That we're sitting here in June and you're like, wow, I didn't think that this guy was going to be this good. I got lucky.
Oh, there's a number of them. I mean, I was kind of a big proponent of Paul DeJong, and I know he's slowed down as of late, but it was mostly, I had a discussion with Paul Sporer that said, like, I don't understand why people are taking Carlos Correa and Corey Seager so high when you can get Paul DeJong, you know, 150 picks later, not saying that he was better by any stretch of the imagination, but just you got a huge discount and he's been fantastic. Another guy is Austin Meadows, a guy I've liked for a really long time in the minor leagues, missed some time with injury, but man, has he been fantastic when he's been on the field. 12 home runs, 8 stolen bases, hitting .325 this year. And that's pretty great for a guy you got outside of the top 10 rounds in a 15-team league.
Yeah, and look, getting steals is just so important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of go through it every year where it feels like steals go down and no matter what happens across the board, anything can change in fantasy. Things can go up and down, but we're just seeing a constant reduction of stolen bases on the field. And really, Justin, it looks like for the most part, the only reliable option with that is Mondesi on Kansas City. Of course, Trey Turner on Washington, but I mean, will we ever see a renaissance of somebody stealing 70 or 80 bases? Because they keep talking about that happening. I just don't ever see it happening.
I don't know that we will. One, there just isn't the premium on base percentage that there was a few years ago. And so teams want the players to swing the bat. And so we're seeing a lot of these guys, especially with the ball fly, get on second base, you know, to start. And so Mondesi was one of those guys that, you know, he started off a little bit slow in the stolen bases to start the year, and people were getting frustrated because he kept hitting triples. And then you have the fact that teams don't want to run into outs, which I think is kind of a thing that people aren't really talking about. And so you're seeing, I think, a lot more red lights. And with the way the ball's flying this year, and if that's going to continue, and why wouldn't Major League Baseball want that to continue? Offense, you know, puts people in the seats as much as I prefer to watch a really great, you know, pitching duel. I think the majority of MLB fans won't want to see offense. So I don't think these juice balls are going anywhere anytime soon. And so I think we're definitely going to continue to see a decline in stolen bases as time goes on.
All right. Any good Father's Day gifts coming for you this weekend, Justin, or no?
Well, actually, my wife is I gave her a gift for Father's Day. She's going on a girls weekend this weekend, and I'm taking the taking the kids all weekend by myself. So I'm hoping for a little good karma in the long run.
Well, happy Father's Day for that. A weird one, but, you know, coming from you, not very surprising. I just got to get my Justin Mason T-shirts lined up here for Sunday. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it, Justin, and we'll catch up down the line very soon. You know, I always think you do a fantastic job, and thanks, as always, for inviting me into the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational, okay?
Thanks, Craig. It was a pleasure.
All right, Justin Mason with us here on the show. Up-and-coming rising star in our industry and in our business. He's already rarely there, honestly, let's be honest. Kind of forced his way through the door. Rare to see that happen. Just goes to show you, if you want to achieve something, you can. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with our best of our first hour of the show here on FSD. This is Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish, along with my producer, Chris Mavona. Don't go away.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to MadeSailors.com. That's MadeSailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Shohei Ohtani, who at this point looks like one of the steals of fantasy drafts, hit for the cycle last night. 4-for-4, 3 RBIs. He's got 8 home runs already on the season. And folks, look, I know that in fantasy leagues he was a little bit of a wild card because he didn't play in April. But he has basically delivered as well in that utility spot as any player in the game. He is really looking like something that we really just don't know. We did not get the full brunt of what Ohtani could do in fantasy last year because a lot of leagues didn't really have the software. They didn't understand what to do with him. I'm still not a huge fan of the idea that he's two players and you draft him as two players, a pitcher and a hitter. Are we really that old school? Like, why don't we just have it in him as one guy and get that figured out? But not going to pitch this year, of course, because he had Tommy John surgery and he's really not playing the field. He's just hitting as a designated hitter, but delivering on the promise for sure. And for those of you who stashed him away at the beginning of the season, he's come through hitting for the cycle last night. So cool by him for sure. I can't believe that Max Scherzer has 4 wins on the season, man. 4-5 with a 2.83 earned run average. Now, DeGrom had a better season in terms of ERA and WHIP at this point than what Scherzer has, but we're kind of headed down the same road. And this is why Scherzer wants to stay deep into games, because he's one of those old school kind of guys that appreciates the win. But yeah, he's 4-5 on the season. And if you drafted him as your SP1, you definitely expected 6, 7, 8, 9 wins by now, and you're not even coming close to that. In fact, if you're playing in a points league and you lose points for losses, Scherzer's in the negative on the win-loss. Who would have thought that? So that came in 7:05 Eastern time. If I told you before the season, here's two records, 36-32, 30-36, pick one, Rangers and Reds, you probably would have flipped these two, but it is the Rangers that have had the better start to their season for sure. Rangers are 36-32. Reds are 30-36. Cincinnati, all those one-year deals didn't really pan out. And we'll be right back with more fantasy sports today. Hour number two, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on demand, this is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.
Join the experts live on the air every day by calling in at 844-843-6879 to join the fantasy.